This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is Mira Pharmaceuticals. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MIRA. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Arez Aminov. Arez, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I am so excited to hear what you have to say about your company today. But before we get started, you are a new guest, a new company on our show. Tell us, what do you guys do over there at Mira Pharmaceuticals?
Well, if I tell you, you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to try.
Well, I'll try too.
Okay. Mira Pharmaceuticals has developed a new drug called Mira-1A. Mira-1A is a major pipeline drug, a groundbreaking new molecular entity that's patented worldwide with some patents still pending. It's going to be the first ever unscheduled THC pill designed to address anxiety, chronic pain, and cognitive impairment without plant-based THC's impurities and side effects. Huh. What we've shown is that we don't only treat anxiety, chronic pain, and cognitive impairment in preclinical trials, but we've also shown that we enhance cognition by 100% in animal models.
Wow. Excellent. You know, one of the things that I want to know is what prompted a NASDAQ listing? Markets have been getting crushed right now, and it really is not, the most favorable conditions for IPOs. So why now?
Well, I do know the current market environment could pose challenges for startups seeking funding. However, we have a unique position in the market that sets us apart from traditional startups. What we're doing is going to be very welcomed by the medical community. There is a growing interest in alternative legal prescription medicine that's safer and more effective than what's currently out there. So we feel what we're doing is too big to keep quiet, and we figured out a way to develop a synthetic cannabinoid that has all the benefits of THC and CBD that you would get from plant-based THC and CBD, but we were able to remove all the side effects. So imagine being able to take a pill that's a cannabinoid that's been made in a lab, that's pure, synthesized, and will allow you to have anxiety relief, and it allow you to have pain relief, all while increasing your cognition. I mean, this is something that the scientific world has not seen before, and we are very excited about sharing this with the rest of the world and listing in the second largest exchange.
Wow. So, you know, Arez, what market are you competing against exactly? Are we talking about pharmaceutical, cannabis? Where does this fall?
That's a great question. So we're going after two markets, right, that both have very large total addressable market sizes. Our first opportunity is going to be in the cannabis market. What makes us unique, what makes us different than cannabis? First of all, we are a pure synthetic. And this is just some news we recently got by the DEA, has announced and classified us as an unscheduled drug, which will give more access than traditional THC-based medication. Mira-1A also has demonstrated to have minimal side effects, unlike THC. We also feel by being FDA regulated, it ensures the safety and efficacy of our drug, unlike plant-based marijuana. We also enjoy a competitive advantage as being the first unscheduled cannabinoid drug to potentially go to the FDA, gives us the first mover in the market. We're also hoping that we can potentially be covered by insurance, which will improve patient accessibility. What's really interesting is there's over 2 million federal employees who cannot use cannabis because it's federally illegal.
Right.
So we kind of provide a solution for that patient base as well. But what really kind of touches me is, you know, the VA, the Veteran Association, is the largest pharmaceutical client in the country. And they have millions of veterans who have anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, and currently they cannot prescribe cannabis because it's federally illegal and the VA cannot cover that. So we're providing a solution for a lot of patients who have a need for anxiety treatment that is not a scheduled drug. So the opportunity in marijuana, I mean, I can go on and on and on. I mean, 35 million Americans use marijuana monthly in the U.S. In 2022, wow, legal cannabis sales were more than chocolate.
I know.
So they were slightly under tobacco and nicotine sales. So, you know, the consumer acceptance for cannabis is growing. But wouldn't you rather have a clean prescription pill that gives you the same benefits as plant-based THC does, but without the side effects? And wouldn't you rather not have to spend money out of your pocket going to a dispensary to get this marijuana to treat your anxiety and chronic pain? You know, the marijuana is not without side effects. I mean, marijuana has been studied and show that it actually causes paranoia in some users. Excessive use of marijuana and high dosage can actually cause pro-anxiety symptoms. Marijuana decreases your cognitive state. In younger people, it's shown to reduce their IQ. So there's so many side effects that come with something that has potentially amazing therapeutic effects. So what we've done is we've kept all those amazing therapeutic effects, but we removed all the side effects, and we removed the cognitive impairment aspect of marijuana, and at this point, we're showing that we're increasing cognition. So this is just very exciting. I don't see any competition in the market that's doing anything like we are in this space. And on the second side of the market is tremendous, because we're talking about a 90 billion plus neurological market. Unfortunately, today, and it's really unfortunate, if you're a patient, one of the 40 million people across the U.S. who is suffering from anxiety, and you're going to your doctor and you're telling them about your anxiety, whether it's PTSD or other general anxiety symptoms that you're having, the first line of treatment is a class of drugs called benzos. You might be familiar with benzos, Xanax, Klonopin, they all fall under that class. They're all scheduled class drugs. And those drugs, unfortunately, do help. They help you with your anxiety, but unfortunately, they have a lot of side effects like sedation, blurred speech. In elderly people, they can cause them to fall and harm themselves. And actually, long-term use can also cause cognitive impairment. So being able to solve that problem, to be able to have a first line of treatment for anxiety patients and not only not have those side effects, but to be unscheduled and to ultimately help them with their cognition. So we're very excited to bring this to market. We believe there's a major opportunity here in the neurological market as well as the cannabis market.
Yeah, you know, it seems that Mira is backed by some pretty heavy hitters in medicine and also regulatory tape. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that. I mean, behind every successful drug, there's a really amazing team. So I'm very excited to talk about my team members because they're just as excited about this drug as I am. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about Dr. Adam Kaplan, who is the president and chief scientific officer of Mir Pharmaceuticals. Just a little bit of a history on Dr. Kaplan. He's the former director of the John Hopkins Ketamine Clinic. Hmm. And the Department of Psychiatry and Neurology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Dr. Kaplan has already accomplished 73 scientific articles. He's a cannabinoid research expert, and he's been with Johns Hopkins for 2 decades. Also, formerly the chief psychiatric consultant for the Johns Hopkins Multiple Sclerosis Department. So his research primarily focuses on depression and cognitive impairment. Actually, very interesting story with Dr. Kaplan. When we started doing the research with Johns Hopkins, Dr. Kaplan was so impressed with the cognitive enhancement effect of our drug. And he's a psychiatrist and currently a practicing doctor, and he sees patients all the time. And he's like, "Erez, I'm so uncomfortable prescribing to them these benzos because it's really putting them at risk." And SSRIs are the secondary treatment for anxiety patients, but that takes about 2 to 4 weeks for your body to absorb it for you to start feeling the effects. So we really don't have a first-line treatment. And he was so excited by the fact that it showed such promising cognitive enhancement results that he actually left his job at Johns Hopkins. He stayed on as a professor. But he's full-time president and chief scientific officer at Mir Pharmaceuticals, and he's been instrumental in moving this this research forward. But it gets a little bit better. Dr. Chapman, our chairman of the board and director of regulatory affairs and drug development, he is a very impressive guy as well. Georgetown graduate, anesthesiologist by profession. He's the former head of IQVIA Worldwide, which is one of the largest CROs in country. And his tenure at IQVIA Worldwide, he submitted over 25 new drug applications with the FDA. And he's conducted approximately 50 clinical trials from phase 1 to phase 4. So he's really the expert in how to be able to get these drugs approved. So having this amazing team and being able to do the research over at Johns Hopkins Medical School and having a scientific advisor like Dr. Vandry, who is the head of the Johns Hopkins Marijuana Clinic. So, you know, we really just surrounded ourselves with experts in the field and people who really know how to get a good drug approved.
That's wonderful. Yeah, Rez, I really appreciate you elaborating on your team and, you know, going through that for us. It is your first time on the podcast, and, you know, I think a lot of people are curious. They want to learn more about what your company has to offer, what you guys are doing over there. What's next for Mira Pharmaceuticals? And at the same time, give us a takeaway from today's interview so that the new listeners at home know what you guys are doing over there.
Okay, so we're very excited with our progress. Our clinical trial timelines are as follows. We're currently in the toxicology stage where we're showing safety in dogs and rats. We plan on completing our toxicology work by Q1 of 2024. Mm-hmm. At that point, the plan is to apply for a new drug application. And what we're going after is we're trying to help an unmet need for elderly patients who are showing early signs of dementia. Mm-hmm. A lot of times with older people who are starting to have memory loss, it creates anxiety, and a lot of those patients experience anxiety. That patient population generally experiences chronic pain as well. So we're hoping to have an IND approved to treat early stage dementia patients with anxiety and cognitive impairment. So this is kind of great, right? So you're a dementia patient. Last thing you want to do is take a drug that's going to make your dementia symptoms worse, such as
100% agree.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to give them a solution where they can relieve their anxiety while enhancing their cognition. So I think it's just a winner all around. And after our IND application gets approved by Q3 of 2024, 30 days after, we're going to apply for a phase one, phase two combined. In a phase one, you're normally showing your safety. Phase two, you're more focused on your efficacy. But we believe that our safety profile is going to be high enough that the FDA could potentially approve us for a phase one, phase two combined. And we plan on getting all this done by Q4 of next year, at which point, our strategy is to have a successful exit after phase two. We're kind of setting it up for a pharmaceutical company to be able to come in and commercialize and take this drug to market.
Wonderful. Folks, you've been listening to Arez Aminov. He is the CEO of Mira Pharmaceuticals. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MIRA. Check them out online at mirapharmaceuticals.com. And I'll tell you what, Arez, it's been an absolute pleasure sitting down with you today. I can't wait to talk to you later this year, maybe in the next 30 to 90 days as your company progresses and we have more to unpack.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to close by saying that, I wholeheartedly believe in this opportunity, and I'm determined to make it a success. And just a little background on me as a CEO, I've had 18 years of leadership experience, and my primary focus is my fiduciary responsibility to my investors. Kind of like a pilot needs to protect his passengers, I'm very sensitive about protecting my shareholders. So I'm very excited to share this opportunity with everyone and to talk to you today, and looking forward for our future communication.
Thank you so much, Arez.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.